This podcast is part of the Game and Entertainment Network. Visit tgenetwork.net to find the latest episodes from all our shows.
Welcome to the Pixels and Dice Podcast, a show by gamers, for gamers. We cover everything from Mario to Munchkin, role-playing to retro games, and everything in between. Now, without further ado, let's get on with the show.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Scormus.
I'm Bayless.
I'm Adrian.
And I'm Gladius.
Right on. Glad to have y'all back again for a third show. Today, want to talk a little PvP.
Yay.
I know we've... we've been talking about contentious stuff in the community and all that, so eventually we had to get here.
Of course.
Some people like PvP. Obviously, a lot of people do. I know the game companies love PvP. If they had their way, every game would be multiplayer, if only to give you loot boxes.
But, ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
Don't they have loot boxes in single-player games now?
Yes, because Warner Brothers are dicks.
Wait, which game is that?
Did you not know about Mordor, Shadow of War?
Oh, I know about the game, but I didn't realize that they were selling what? How does that even work? Loot boxes for a single-player game?
You need orcs, right? You need high-power orcs to build your army. You get orcs out of loot box.
Oh, I see.
So the only way you can get the high-end orcs is either grind your ass off or buy a loot box.
Yeah.
Man, I despise that shit.
Oh, and they made the orcs in this version die quicker. So it kind of forces you, unless you grind for like 20 to 40 hours, you have to buy loot boxes.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Good job, well, Warner Brothers. You suck. But
and you can't even kill people on it.
I know. But that's neither here nor there. We're talking PvP. And I wanted to know, basically, what y'all thought about it. Whether PvP really has a purpose in gaming, in modern gaming, and whether it's more of a detriment than a positive asset to gaming. And the reason I say that is PvP is really kind of a recent thing in video games. If you look at the overall, I mean, yeah, sure. It in Pong, technically Pong is PvP, but it wasn't, you know, what we think of as PvP now. And most retro games were cooperative. You had some where you could play against others, but you certainly didn't have that online element. And it was what PvP there was pleasant and fun for the most part, right? Congenial.
Rampage.
So,
I think when money is introduced, that changes everything. You know, for instance, with PvP, I think of like esports and e-gaming and the kind of natural evolution that has led to that. I myself am a very big fan of player versus player games and just the whole concept in general. I am a rather competitive person in that regard, and it sort of feeds that competitive need at the same time, while also, like I was talking about toxic players, you know, a couple weeks ago, and it's sort of like a cathartic way to fight against that. You know, for me, it's really fun to encounter those players who, you know, think they're really, really good and, you know, humble them, in, so to speak. You know, that's just one of my favorite things to do. And I also feel like competition in games is what creates, you know, the best possible outcomes. You know, you have these crazily skilled gamers who are, you know, also capable of, you know, that translates to other things in life. And so I would say it's one of my passions, sure.
That's cool. I mean, you know, I used to do PvP pretty regularly back in the early days of World of Warcraft. just before Burning Crusade came out. I was big on PvP, but I was a healer for the most part. Nothing ruins your day more than being a healer in World of Warcraft PvP.
That's true.
When I have a enemy rogue attacking me, constantly stunning me and stabbing me and whatnot, and all I can do is try to keep myself alive and watch my own team just laugh. Oh, you stupid guy shouldn't have played a healer. And then they scream and bitch goes, why aren't you healing me?
I enjoy that attitude though. Like I view it as kind of a trial by fire thing. Like I'm not aggressive like that. You know, I try to be helpful with newer players or less experienced players in that regard. And you know, I still enjoy the fact that, you know, it that trial by fire brings out the best in that regard. Like, you're not necessarily in how they act, but in how the game is played. And I guess that kind of goes back to your point of, is PvP, you know, detrimental to the gaming community, or is it better for it? And I don't know, it's a tough thing. I feel like it can, as much as it builds the loyalties, you know, of just having a team, like for instance, in old school WoW, you know, before they changed the honor system, when you were in Alterac Valley, you know, you would have guilds that would have like strategic command orders to play in Alterac Valley, Warsong Gulch, and have all these things that would go on. Mm-hmm. And that, just that organization, I think is what I'm trying to say, that brings out the best in people. The fact that people can just achieve, you know, as more people try to one-up each other, these games are tested more and more to their limit, and then people come up with new limits to achieve, and thus the cycle continues.
Well, I totally get that, and I agree, because, you know, Alterac Valley was like one of my favorite places to be in early PvP and WoW. As a healer, even though I would have often players that would, you know, not help, because, you know, being a healer, you're completely at the whims of your teammates. You need them to keep you alive, just like mm-hmm. they need you to help you, your support. You can't defend yourself. So often I would find myself basically alone. I would try to latch on to a good player and throw heals at him, and maybe they'd keep me alive. That's great. But more often than not, it was just a grind and a slog. And I got to like staff sergeant or something in the old honor system, but nevertheless, it still overall sucked and drove me away from PvP, except for one thing. I was talking to Bealus about this a little while ago, and I had one time in Alterac Valley at the starting cave, and there was, you know, people gathering there at the front, doing buffs, dropping tables for food and whatnot, buff food and everything. And so I go up there, and the raid leader asks me, he's like, are you a healer? It's like, yeah. So he inspected me, and he was like, okay, stick with us. We're going to form a circle around you. All you got to do is stay in the circle and throw heals. And I did. And we went out, it was like 8 or 9 of them around me, and we tore shit up because they had a pocket healer throwing heals on them, and I had an army of guys keeping me alive. Best Alterac Valley ever.
See, I think that is a perfect illustration of what is great about PvP. You know, for the most part, you were saying your experiences were kind of shitty. You found yourself alone, and that's bound to happen. And I think the satisfying part, the fun part, is finding those people, finding those teammates. And like, you know, that's where the loyalty and the bonding comes in, is when you find those people and you're like, all right, I can work with you. You can work with me. Let's do this shit. You know, that's, to me, that's like one of the most satisfying feelings that you can find in a PvP game and, or any situation. And the fact that it can be so rare, you know, I view it as sort of a challenge. It's like, okay, I need to find some way to either find these people or attract these people, or somehow, you know, just, you know, if you keep that opportunity open, you'll come to it. And so I feel like as time goes on and as you get more experience with how PvP necessarily works, or just like the nature of it, you're more likely to find those groups and make those connections and build those friendships.
Yeah. Well, my opinion, PvP is, I see the value behind it. I don't enjoy it, but I do understand why people find it fun. I mean, I did have fun PvPing when we were doing the Terran Mill versus South Shore fights.
Oh, my,
that was great
party.
Fun. Just running around with a whole bunch of, you know, other players and kicking ass or getting your ass kicked. That was fine.
Those are the glory days.
But PvP in general, not a fan. My biggest issue with PvP is the fact that some games tie PvP to certain achievements, certain things that you have to do in game if you want to get better. You have to PvP to do it, and I don't think that's cool at all. Getting a legendary weapon, you have to PvP. You have to get to tier 8. It's the 40th level, or it's the 40th gift on this reward track. So you have to PvP to get that gift of battle, so that you can make your legendary weapon.
So are you talking about
have to be done?
Are you talking specifically about like one player games, or not necessarily one player?
No, this is Guild Wars 2.
Right, right, or just single player, like player versus environment. For anything that's a player versus environment only thing, you don't want there to be PvP inclusions in there, because like forced in there. Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm talking about in MMOs, if you're going to do something that has nothing to do with PvP to craft an item, you should not be required to PvP.
Right, okay.
That's my whole point. But the way Guild Wars 2 does it, they want everybody to PvP because PvP is so much fun.
I think so.
I wish they wouldn't tie it to it. It used to be if you got 400 honor points or however, whatever they call it, you could purchase that gift of battle. I've got 8,000 honor points, but I can't buy it because it's no longer purchasable. You have to do it through the reward track now, which means you have to PvP.
So
because you could get honor points other ways.
Now, does it
getting honor points doing all kinds of stupid things?
Does it require you to actually win in PvP?
No, you just have to do it.
So show up, get ganked. Show up, get ganked until you can award.
Yes, but the better you do, the more experience points you get. And so the sooner you get it. I don't want to get thrown into a thing where I have to get ganked on a regular basis over the course of 2 months to get a gift of battle.
Sounds like a bit of a design flaw on their part.
That's what I was saying. I don't see how it should be required. It's kind of like to get legendary armor, you have to raid. I think that's bullshit too, but that's off topic. So,
well, from what I've heard, PvP is kind of failing in Guild Wars 2 right now. It's very, a lot of the community has walked away because there's not a whole lot of people playing. And it just kind of becomes a downward spiral, as you see in a lot of games. If people start to walk away, then people go, well, matches are hard to make, so I'm going to walk away too. And the next thing you know, it's dead. That's why they're trying to force people into PvP to keep that community artificially alive.
But they've already gotten enough flack from people saying, don't. They should know from Guild Wars 1. They had their loyal PvP players, and they had their loyal non-PvP players. The two didn't have to mix. Well, now they're forcing them to mix. I wish they would stop.
Is this a recent change?
No, they've had this for a long time.
Huh.
Going on probably a year now.
When I was playing Guild Wars 2, actually, when you got it for me, Beolus, I downloaded it and I went almost straight into the PvP scene, because actually one of the things that I liked about Guild Wars PvP, not necessarily was the gameplay itself, but was how they kind of structured it. You know, I've there's a lot of balance issues that come with PvP, especially like in WoW. You know, there's all these things, you know, just people are having better gear than you, and how that can make it that much more, you know, that can make PvP instances that much less enjoyable. And so with Guild Wars 2, they even the playing field a lot, and in my opinion, too much. That's why I walked away from it, because I found it kind of boring. Like, it was just, everything was a grind, it was the same, and there's just not really that inspiring. Not a lot of incentive to it.
Well, world versus world is supposed to be a completely different kind of animal, but it's more Zerg versus Zerg.
Yeah, it's hard to find a good balance, like, especially with a game that mixes player versus environment and player versus player elements, because, you know, there has to be some sort of way to make it so that you can fight monsters correctly and not instantly kill other players, or, you know, vice versa. And so one of the things that WoW has done, actually, that I really like in terms of gearing things, is they took the Guild Wars 2 approach and they made it so that everyone has like an equal item level, but it relates to your item level outside of a PvP instance. So like for every 10 item levels that you have equals one extra item level that you have for your PvP character, and that translates to like a 1% increase or 0.1% increase or something like that. To which it basically means someone who has like all the best gear, you know, that they can get only has like a 20% advantage in stats over the other person, which is still pretty significant, but not
huge,
not instant get, you know. And I probably have the balancing wrong, but the way that they set it up, that they also have skills affect players differently than monsters. So they'll have it so that it does like twice as much damage to a monster and only half to a player, or it stuns a monster but doesn't do anything to a player, something like that. And I think that's a really good way to mix those elements.
Oh,
well, the way Guild Wars does it is they player versus environment, a skill that stuns a monster for, say, 3 seconds. In game, it stuns them for 1 second and blinds them so that their next attack misses.
Right. Okay. So like an extra ability or something.
But they're relatively minor, because a 3 second stun in game is almost a death sentence.
Yeah.
Just because they can dish out that kind of damage that fast. And another thing that makes it harder to just instant gib somebody in Guild Wars 2 is, if when you go to 0 hit points, you don't die immediately, you fall on the ground and you get another health bar, and they either have to do a finishing move or they have to kill you, and, you know, by destroying that new health bar. Generally, they just do their finishing move and you're done. But it takes them a few seconds to do it, so you have a chance to recover.
I like that ability. That's actually something that I remember liking about their combat. It made it so that, like, not only were you more cohesive as a team, because if I remember correctly, people can revive you.
Yes.
You know, that not only makes it more cohesive for the team, but it gives you kind of a buffer against people who are ridiculously strong and can instant give you.
Well, I used to watch the PvP videos, mostly because it was interesting watching how players think. You could see how they were developing their tactics. But they would have their super tanky character hold one of the points, and if he went down with the amount of health he had, it took them long enough to kill him, and then while they were trying to do the finishing maneuver, generally they have enough time to send somebody over to knock the person who was doing the finishing maneuver out of his finishing maneuver and get him up on his feet again.
Yep. See, it's that's one of the things I love about PvP, is just the strategy. You know, it's constantly evolving. You constantly have to evolve to the meta. You constantly have to evolve to the game changes. You know, the balance changes if they have any going on. That's just with games that are like not exclusively PvP. You know, exclusively PvP games are a whole different story. You know, because it's all centered around that.
Yeah, that actually brought me to a point. You're mentioning all PvP games, open world games. Now, I don't want to speak for Rylea, but recently, you know, late last year, she mentioned the game Rust and yes. her utter disdain for it and its community, because she'd show up, she'd try to start doing something, someone would show up and gank her. She could get nothing going, starting out nude, with no equipment, no nothing. And you find this in various degrees through a whole lot, pretty much every open world PvP game of that type I've ever seen, from H1Z1 to Rust to PUBG even, and Fortnite, and as more recent versions, DayZ, all those have that same problem of you show up, you get ganked, you have no way of really learning the game other than get ganked until you figure it out. And that's just going to drive people out from the game.
I don't think it necessarily will. I think it'll drive people out who... Well, that's not her type of game either. Like, she just doesn't enjoy that type of thing. There are totally player bases out there that enjoy losing so that they can figure out how to win. Dark Souls, for instance, is a great example of that, which I play a lot of. I love Dark Souls specifically for the fact that it is so challenging. It's so easy to make one mistake and die, because at the same consequence, you know, when you finally beat that monster, when you finally get past that area, it's very rewarding. It feels very real to you. Not necessarily in like a realistic sense, but it's like it's a real accomplishment.
I think we would all agree on that, though. We all like challenge in our games, but there's challenge, and then there's you're a squirrel and the giant wolf shows up and stomps on you repeatedly every time you log into the game. That level of frustration, it may be good for some people, but it seems like a limiting factor for these games. And they wonder why, oh, well, you know, my newest zombie survival game just didn't make it, War Z. And I wonder why. Oh, I don't know. Maybe if you'd had a better game and gave people a chance to actually get started on your game rather than getting ganked constantly, maybe it would have worked out better for you. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Adrian.
Okay. What I was going to add, you know, a counter to that point, I feel on the other hand, you know, having those games like where the big wolf steps on, you know, the little puppy over and over again, I feel that that curve that, you know, I completely forgot what I was going to say. I had a whole point. I'm sorry. You can go ahead.
Happens to the best of us, man.
Oh, I know. I remember what I said. I was thinking, I play, going back a few weeks, I recently got back into Magic the Gathering, and that's how I feel with that game. But I keep coming back because I want to better myself, and I feel every time that I lose, every time that I get my ass kicked and I just completely get wiped, I feel that it keeps adding to, oh, I need to start doing this more. Oh, I need to start, you know, figuring out different strategies, because clearly if I keep getting my ass kicked, this isn't working. So it helps me build more strategies and figure out different ways to go about it so I don't get my ass kicked as fast.
But see, where Skormus is differing is he's talking about games like, say, Eve, where you get your first ship and you fly out there and immediately some massive ship goes boom, kills you. So you start over, get your ship, you fly out there, boom! You can't progress because they don't let you go any further than this little tiny space. And it's kind of like if in World of Warcraft, there was a whole bunch of level hundreds just outside of the starter zone. And so you can play around in the starter zone until you hit level 20, and then you stop gaining experience, so you're kind of stuck. And if you step outside of that zone, instagibbed. You can't progress further into the game because the players won't let you. They're having too much fun killing you as soon as you poke your head out. How are you going to progress? How are you going to learn to do better if you're not given the chance to get better?
I understand where you're coming from, and I understand your point. I guess I more see it as those things as a challenge, as you know, because in real life, you know, things aren't really fair in most cases. You know, you'd want them to be, but they aren't. And I'm not saying when you want to play a game, you don't want you. Usually people want to have a fair experience, and I completely understand that. And I think that's why more fair games are more popular than games that can get squashed over and over. But I see games like that that do that route. I see things like that as a challenge because those are actual people trying to challenge you. And I find that, you know, getting past those things could be more rewarding. But I can understand your point. I see that, and I think it's very valid, you know?
Effectively, that comes down to get good.
But how can you get good if you can't go beyond a certain point? You can't get stronger because you're in a zone where you've gone as far as you can. Now, I know not all games are that way.
Like how with Brian, or excuse me, with Adrian, like how that time I do it, right?
Yeah.
But like he was saying, you know, it's a challenge. You know, for instance, you players are preventing you from getting past this level. Maybe befriend them, you know? Not to say that, you know, that you have to be their friends, but, you know, you could just use that as a way to get past them. I don't know. View it as an opportunity to think outside the box. And also, I think a lot of it has to do with niche markets. You know, there are always going to be those people who want that punishment. They want that suffering, so to speak, so that they can test themselves and they can learn. And I think a great example of the popularity of those niche markets and success is like PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. Now that's just that's like what DayZ pretty much turned into.
Yeah,
it was just a free for all battle royale with zombies. And you know, because that niche market is there, they just refined it, and now you've got something that fits a lot of people's itch for that kind of experience. Mm-hmm. And so it's not built for people who don't want that experience.
Oh, and I'm not saying that they don't have players who like that. It's just if it's not the game for you, don't play it.
Pretty much, yeah.
I'm not against PvP in general. I just don't feel there's a need for it.
Sorry, you guys
to each their own, my friend.
You guys were talking about that, and it was like, oh, people like that punishment. It just put in my mindset someone playing Eve going, oh, whip me, beat me, take my cargo. Ooh.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Oh, boy. So, we're a little late. Anyone have any extra thoughts they'd like to add?
Scormus needs therapy.
I'll second that.
I'm pretty sure that's obvious by now.
Oh, yes. You're what, a year and a half ahead on your videos now?
Not a year and a half. About 13 months.
Exactly.
And not all the videos. Only 3 Let's Plays that are each an hour long. Yeah. I don't have anything else to do on Sundays, man. Anyway.
Pay attention to your wife?
I doubt it got picked up by the mic. My wife was making some comment in the other room, but I can't hear her with my headset on. Anyway, so I guess that's about it. Till next time, I'm Scormus.
I'm Bealis.
I'm Adrian.
And I'm Gladius.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Thanks for listening to the Pixels and Dice podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please check out our other content at gamingstuff.website. We have articles, videos, and lots more to enjoy there. So until next time, generic catchphrase ending.